Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about, you know, what is your God-given gift? Each person has a gift. You may not think that you have a gift. You may not know that you have been given something, but you do have one. I remember somebody telling me, I don't have any gifts, or hearing that person say, I don't have any gifts. Uh-huh. And now they're doing amazing things, but they didn't even know what's inside of them. And maybe you may be one of those today saying, you know, I never thought I had a gift or a talent, if you will. But there's an expectation for each and every single one of us. And in the book of Matthew 25, we find a parable that's being shared about a man that's going on a journey, and he has these talents, and he starts giving, you know, a few to each person. To one person, he gives five. To another person, he gives two. To another person, he gives one. And he basically is, they're being entrusted with this property. Well, in verse 16, we find out, you know, what do these men do when they receive these talents, this money? What do they do with it? And the Bible says in verse 16, the man who had received the five talents went at once and put his money to work and gained five more. That's interesting. We're going to talk about that action here in a minute. And then so also the one with two talents gained two more, but the man who had received one talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. You know, this is interesting. One who had five, he put it at work. The other two did the same thing. One buried it. But this is what happens. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled the accounts with them. The man who had received five, right? The man who had received five talents brought the other five. Master, he said, you've entrusted me with five talents. See, I have gained five more. His master replied, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness! Exclamation point, right? The man who had two talents also came. Master, he said, you've entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained two more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will come put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness! Exclamation point. He was excited. This was a great thing. Then the man who had received the one talent, master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. And his master replied, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the banker so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. And then he was taken away.
Wow.
And so you think about this. This is a parable. What's this parable all about? What's this story about? It's about talents and gifts and things that God has entrusted inside of us and to us, with an expectation for us to do something with what God has given. And interesting that the man who received five talents, the Bible says that immediately at once he put it to work. And then the contrast between the guy who buried it was that immediately at once he was gripped with fear and buried it. And one of the biggest obstacles to discovering the gifts and the talents that God has put inside your life is fear. There's so many people today that are gripped and terrorized with fear. I have known people that have not driven on an interstate and just different, so many different things because of fear, not driving in the evening, just different things that they don't want happening in their life. They don't want to have their life controlled and dictated by fear, but it is happening. And God has called us to be free. The Bible says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And many quote it, but they're not walking in the reality of it. And that's what God wants us to do, to walk in the fullness, to walk in what he is destined for us to do. I remember a book that I read when I first got saved. It was called, I believe, Understanding Your Potential by Miles Monroe. Man, I loved that book. It was my very, like, first Christian book that I read. And I go, man, this guy, Miles Monroe, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. And he shares a story about all the wasted potential, I guess, if I'm remembering this many, many years ago, almost 20 years ago, I guess I read this, where he says that the cemetery and different places like that contain all the wasted, basically, potential of many people that didn't accomplish what was on the inside for them to do. There's people in prison today that are tremendous artists, musicians, talented people, but because of poor decisions that they've made, the gifts that were inside of them were never, ever really able to come out and be shared with the world and be used to better humanity or even to bring God glory. And the truth is that many people are ticking away, their time is just going by, and they're not doing what God has called them to do. They're not doing what they've been graced to do. And you look at, you know, 1 year goes by, second year goes by, and it's like shiny object here, shiny object there, you know, another television program here, another video game, vacation, a boat, and it's all these things for entertainment, but nothing that really helps you to mature, if you will, to grow and to seize the moment and what you've been created to do.
Well, thinking about that, like you're saying, all the distractions, I can't remember specifically who said it, but he said, I will not get caught doing anything that I would not do if it was the last hour of my life. And that really changes and puts a paradigm of things because, like you were saying before, when we begin to do things in the perspective of eternity, when we begin to do things and realize the fact that the decisions that we make today echo in eternity, you know, I think about the Lord said to me, it's like, live out your life before the judgment seat of Christ, knowing the fact that you're going to have to give an account for what you said, why you did it, the decisions that you made. And it's like when we understand that, we begin to put so much more of thought into why we're doing what it is that we're doing.
Right. Mm. You know, one of the things that we have to look at, too, is that it's our job to seek out through the help of the Holy Spirit and even those that God puts in our lives. Well, what is on the inside of me? God, what have you put in there? Do I have a talent for something? Begin to start exploring that through prayer. You know, when we think about even life and even raising children, what do we constantly are doing or we default to? You got to get an education. You got to learn. We raise education to such an important place. And yeah, you know, education's good. You got to learn. But you have so many people that are book smart, but they don't know how to do anything. Is it because we haven't tapped into, we haven't taken time to observe maybe our children, to observe our neighbors, to our friends and say, hey, did you know that you have a talent for that? Did you know that you're gifted in that way? Did you know that that's probably something that comes natural to you? And oftentimes that's a good indication of what your gift is. It's something that comes so natural to you. It's a talent that you just do. You don't even think about it. And oftentimes you think less of it. You're like, oh, that thing? Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, well, it's easy to you because you've been gifted for it. But it's not easy for the other person. You know, an example is maybe you see a musical gift inside of a person. Maybe they just start singing and it's like, wow, did you know you have a voice? Because a lot of times gifts start out as a seed. They have to be developed. They have to be nurtured. And so maybe you may be seeing a musical gift, maybe with an instrument, easily pick it up. And, you know, I know someone who's picked up the guitar, piano, drums, and has never had a formal lesson. I mean, that just doesn't just happen. It's a gift. It's a gift. Maybe it's mechanically gifted. They can just start tinkering with things and they know how to fix it. See, that is not one of my gifts. You know, I don't know what to do with a screwdriver. I don't know what to do with a hammer. I'd get hurt with those things. Now, Pat, that's Pat's gift. He's, you know, he's many gifts. This guy's super talented, you know, and Steve has a bunch too. But everyone has their gifts in all different ways. Maybe it's mathematical. You ever notice those people? Again, not my gift, believe me. You ever notice those people that figured out algebra or they figure out these puzzles? You know, like a puzzle is not a good game to give me. Like, oh, nope, can't do it. Nope, done. But then there are people that I know that could spend hours trying to figure out a puzzle, a way to, you know, master this thing. And they can't stop until they do it. It's just, it's something the way they're wired. And it's important for us to appreciate that in other people. It's important for us to say, wow, that's unique about mm-hmm. you. That's something that God put on the inside. And the thing is that if we start embracing this paradigm, not just so that, because what happens is that people look at these gifts in their life or these talents that they become good at, and then or we lift up education to a certain place. That what is that about? You get a good education so that you can get a good job so that you mm-hmm. can make what? Money, mm-hmm. right? To take care of yourself, your family, and of course buy all the goodies that you want. Mm-hmm. But are we really talking about, hey, develop that gift, develop that love for learning, fuel learning in the where that person's gifted. So if the person's gifted in mathematical stuff and they don't care anything about, you know, whatever, you know, language or, you know, the arts, fuel the mathematical stuff, fuel the invent, this guy's probably going to be a rocket science or something, you know, fuel all that. Right. And we can steer and help that education process to begin, but not just so that you can get a good job, because God is reminding you, he's giving you those blessings, right, so you can be employed with, but so that you can advance his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to start looking at our lives in the way of, wow, I have a responsibility before God. I've got to do something with myself. I got to do something. I got to invest what God's given me in the kingdom of God. You know, what can I do? How can I, you know, be a help to my local gathering where we gather? What can I do for the kingdom? Anything. Because in that, you know, we're going to have some fruit, something that we're going to be able to show God, hey, I know you've given me something. He's going to ask you, what'd you do with it? What'd you do with it? And you don't want to say, I buried it.
All right.
I buried it. And today, many people have buried their gifts. They've just put them in the ground. They don't know where they're at. They haven't taken time to really delve into, well, what can I do? They quickly write off and say, I can do nothing. I know a guy said, I can do nothing. And now he's doing amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Not mention his name right now. Amazing things. But he didn't know.
You know,
he didn't know.
I think about that too. And it's just like I've encountered those individuals as well. And you can see what comes easily to them. You can see it so clearly in their lives, and you try to identify it to them and you try to encourage them in it, but they're so convinced that they're not good at it because they've listened for so long to those voices, whoever mm-hmm. they are in their lives, you know, themselves, that have just pushed it down and oppressed it and said, no, I'm not that good. No, I'll embarrass myself. And it's just like, that's such a lie of the enemy, because you think about, you know, what you said before, what comes easily in your life? You know, God designed you a certain way. He's got a plan for your life. And it's just like, if somebody's saying that to you, encouraging you, even if it contradicts everything you've heard before, listen to it.
Yeah.
Because God might be trying to just, you know, pull it, sow those seeds in your life.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing in each other's life. We should be caring enough about each other that we're observing one's life, we're observing how we interact and say, hey, I just saw something really awesome in your life. Do you even know about this?
Mm-hmm.
We assume that people know, you know, that they're good at it, and they realize, well, I never even thought about that. I am good at this. I think a lot of people are frustrated that they think, well, I don't know anything. Believe me, there's something on the inside of you. God's given you at least one. You may have even more. And guess what the promise is? That if you're faithful, if you just got one, if you're faithful with the one, if you're faithful with the two, guess what God's going to do? He's going to give you more.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to increase those gifts. He's going to open up those opportunities to you so that you can become fruitful in the kingdom. I want to encourage you today. Listen, maybe you haven't identified your gifts. Start asking God. Start seeking the Holy Spirit, saying, Holy Spirit, what are my gifts? You know, maybe you can start asking people in your lives, you know, your parents, your husband, your friends, your pastor, someone who's speaking into your life. Do you see any gifts inside of me? Do you see anything that I can do? And then thirdly, start employing those gifts in the kingdom of God. Listen, we have much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God has to advance, and we want to share the light of God's glory all over the world, but it's when all of us come together and say, here I am, I can do something. I can carry water, I can write water, you know, I can build this, I can build that. we can all do something. When we come together and submit those gifts, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful thing to see them all in operation. Why don't you come and join us? Be a part. Let's do something together for the kingdom of God and say, Lord, when it's all said and done, I've got something here for you. So that we can hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. We were talking about gifts and talents, and we just kept talking during our break. And one of the things that we discussed is that, you know, there's a study that came out that said that children who have not mastered math, they're not like A students in math by the fifth grade, I believe, and if they're struggling with math, there's a tendency for them to think of themselves as stupid because they haven't mastered math. That math is the identifier, if you will, of someone's intelligence. Mm. And think about how many young people grow up in an education system that you know, they think that they're inadequate or they're dumb, if you will, because that's not a gift for them. Their mind doesn't work that way. Yet they may be artistic. Mm. Maybe they're creative writers. Maybe that they are, you know, musically gifted, you know, amazing.
Yeah.
But they're just not everyone's going to be a doctor. Not everyone's going to be a lawyer. Not everyone's going to be, you know, what have you. Mm-hmm. And so we need to learn to appreciate those things and fuel to recognize that we're all made differently. And when we know more about life in general, we're able to prepare others and really ourselves. Maybe yourself, you felt that way, like, man, that's right. I got it. They told me I was going to use this math, but I didn't use this math. I never used it. Well, you didn't need to use it.
Yeah, it's encouraging, too, because you think about that, and it's just like, I know many that I've encountered in my life that they don't know what they're good at. They don't know. As a kid, you're growing up, have your favorite sport. So you do what your parents like. You do what someone else was good at. So you feel that you're trying to, you know, fit that mold of someone else. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, God did not create you to be them. God did not create you to do what they were good at. God created you to do what he designed you to do. And that really helps and brings so much freedom, because then you understand, it's just like, you know what? I just want to be me.
Yeah. Don't be a cheap copy. Be a priceless original, because God made you one of a kind. Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.